All right, so I am, I'm going to do the backstage accent challenge for 2019. Challenge accepted. All right, so how do you pronounce your username? Amrita Shakti Devi. Where are you from in the world? A lot of misconception with my name. my username. I'm Californian. And that's where I'm at. California. Okay. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? I call that a dick move because that's... not cool, but I believe they call it TPing a house. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? Well, the one I drink is, I call it bubbles. I drink sparkling wine. I don't drink soda. But I will drink sparkling water with bitters. So there's that. What term do you use for gym shoes? I call them shoes. otherwise, I normally wear boots. So those are the shoes I have. What do you call your grandparents? I have a dark sense of humor, and I would say I would call them dead. they are, were known to me as grandma and grandpa. Yeah. Normally they'd have their first names in there too, so we could distinguish who they were. Something like that. What do you call the thing with you eat? that's not the word. Halala. Okay. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? I call that a shopping cart. Alright. What do you use to change channels on TV? I don't watch TV, but I do use a remote that comes with my TV when I want to watch a movie. So there is that. Okay. Choose any book and read a random passage. So I have Circe by Madeline Miller. And this is... it's been on my bedside table and I haven't finished it yet. So I don't know what's going on in this book right now. Because I opened to a random page. Because it says random. Alright. He asked me once, why pigs? We were seated before my hearth, in our usual chairs. He liked the one draped in cowhide, with the silver inlaid in its carvings. Sometimes, he would rub the scrolling absently beneath his thumb. Why not? I said. He gave me a bare smile. I mean it. I would like to know. I knew he meant it. He was not a pious man, but the seeking out of things hidden. This was his highest worship. There were answers in me. I felt them, buried deep as last year's bulbs, growing fat. Their roots tangled with those moments I had spent against the wall, when my lions were gone, and my spells shut up inside me, and my pig screamed in the yard. After I changed a crew, I would watch them scrabbling and crying in the sty, falling over each other, stupid with their horror. They hated it all. Their newly voluptuous flesh, their delicate split trotters, their swollen bellies dragging in the earth's muck. It was a humiliation, a debasement. They were sick with longing for their hands, those appendages men used to mitigate the world. "Come," I would say to them, "it's not that bad. You should appreciate pigs' advantages. Mud slick and swift. They are hard to catch. Low to the ground, they cannot easily be knocked over. They are not like dogs. They do not need your love. They can thrive anywhere, on anything, scraps and trash. They look witless and dull, which lulls their enemies, but they are clever. They will remember your face." They never listened. The truth is, men make terrible pigs. In my chair by the hearth, I lifted my cup. "Sometimes," I told him, "you must be content with ignorance." I have no idea who she's talking to. But I will find out. So, all right. I believe the next question is, do I personally believe that I have an accent? And that answer is yes. I do believe I have an accent. We all do. We all have a certain way of speech patterns, and from where we are, what we pick up, and when we travel, the people that we travel to, they have an accent, because it's new to us, it's a different way of communicating, and I have an accent, so, yeah, that's what makes us so fun, is our accents. Listening to everyone and how they speak is fascinating to me. All right. Say these words. Okay. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel. That makes me really want a caramel macaroon. Maybe even a bacon caramel macaroon. Oh god, do they even exist? Fuck. That sounds really good. Oh god. There's this place around here that makes maple bacon donuts. Oh, but they close in like 20 minutes. Damn. Okay. fire. Tomato. Coupon. Herb, pecan, both, again, route, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, gif, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, Doorknob, Alabama, Mobile, because it's after Alabama, so there's Mobile, Alabama. Country, Biscuit, oh, it also makes me think of Alabama Worley. She's like my hero. Country, Biscuit, Garage. And now I get to say three words, any three words that come to my mind. And I think juicy, joyful, and radiant. Bonus round. If you're up for it, try the word list, number 11, in other accents. And this is where we bring our backstage accent challenge to a graceful conclusion. Thank you for creating this challenge. And I look forward to sharing it with you and sharing more stuff with you soon. Bye.